struggling Milwaukee schools are in limbo. The first day of classes is right around the corner, and they don't know if they're going to get picked up for the state's new Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program. Under OSPP, the state has labeled one-third of schools in MPS failing and instructed the county executive to place several under the direction of a commissioner, but he recently resigned without enacting a plan. While leaders decide how to proceed, WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello found schools on the list planning to use the new year to demonstrate they're doing a good job.
Josh Jackson is pumped up, and it's not just the coffee he's drinking.
Oh, look at that. Decimals, thousands, place value.
He's creating new lesson plans, sitting at his computer in a local cafe. This year will bring a lot of change for Jackson.
I'm just transitioning from being a kindergarten teacher, and now I'm doing my first year in fifth grade. It's kind of made me really excited about this upcoming year because it's going to be a challenge, and I'm getting married in the fall, so it's kind of like I have the wedding, I have a new school year, and it's just kind of all coming together.
And more change could be coming, but not the kind Jackson looks forward to. His school, Sherman Elementary, got failing marks on its state report card the last 3 years. That puts it among 53 schools that could potentially be plucked out of MPS to take part in the new Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program. While no one is certain what the change could mean, Jackson says morale is high among Sherman's students, teachers, and parents.
We're kind of all banding together to do what we can to push back against it.
Ebony Connor's daughter will start third grade this fall at Keefe Avenue, one of about 30 elementary schools under consideration for OSPP. Connor says she thought about moving her daughter to another school, simply to avoid the potential stress if Keefe is chosen. But Connor is satisfied with the school. She says it's a good fit for her daughter, who's been there since preschool. She says they like her teachers and classmates, plus the school is close to home.
We're not doing anything different, just taking it in stride and day by day. Whatever we can do community-wise to try to change it, that's what we'll do.
Legislative leaders had hoped to begin OSPP reform in a few MPS buildings this fall. But political backlash and pushback from MPS led the program's commissioner to resign earlier this summer. Since then, state leaders haven't said much about where OSPP is headed.
I think the legislation has created a sense of urgency.
That's State Representative Dale Cuenga. He co-authored OSPP. Cuenga says the program may select several city schools, but nothing will change in them over the next 9 months. Yet he says he's already observing positive changes that he attributes to the program.
I hear from stakeholders that there's things happening on the ground because people say, hey, we don't want to be one of the schools selected. We want to stay in the Milwaukee Public School system. And that's good. I mean, I think ultimately I want to see Milwaukee Public Schools improve. And so I hope if this legislation creates some pressure to simply try something different to get different results, that is a good indirect consequence of this legislation.
They awoke a sleeping giant. We've always had the ability to do it, and we've always been working to do it. We are just refining our skills and doing it better.
Back at the coffee shop, Sherman Elementary teacher Josh Jackson continues to make plans for the approaching school year. He says he'll work with his students on attendance, something Sherman has struggled with. And those lesson plans he's making, he's trying out a new math curriculum.
My school doesn't deserve to be on that list. I'm going to do everything I can in my room with my 30 kids on a daily basis to show them that that's not what MPS is and that's not what Sherman is.
Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.